The new state-of-the-art center under construction in Springfield will be the Western Massachusetts base for all of the resources of the State Department of Fire Services. It includes training, code enforcement, and arson investigation, according to State Fire Marshal Stephen Cohn.
It's huge for the Western Mass Fire Service, as it will provide the opportunity for both hands-on and classroom training in a closer environment without having to travel all the way to the eastern part of the state to the Stowe facility.
The $13.4 million project is being built at the former Springfield Fire Training Center, which the state purchased from the city last year for $2 million. The Springfield Department will partner with the state to offer training classes for career and volunteer firefighters. Officials say there is a statewide waiting list for firefighter training. In addition to reducing the backlog for firefighter training, the center will house investigative and other resources for area fire departments.
The facility will have an influx of people, such as the troopers from the western part of the state that investigate fires, the state police bomb squad, our special operations division, our code compliance officers. There'll be space here for all of them to have a opportunity to work from here in a coordinated and centralized approach.
Cohn said fire chiefs in western Massachusetts advocated for decades to get a training facility located in the region.
I'm in my 38th year of coming to the Massachusetts Fire Academy that then became the Department of Fire Services. Ironically enough, my first job was to write a master plan to look at the development of regional fire training facilities. No one ever said it was going to come quick.
Officials spent years pursuing a site for a fire training center at the sprawling Westover Air Reserve Base in Chicopee, but that option fell through. The Springfield Fire Training Center was built in the 1970s, according to Springfield Fire Commissioner Joseph Conant.
We trained a lot of firefighters, but you know, buildings get older, and in the cost to maintain them, it gets higher and higher. So what we're going to do now is we're going to be sharing this with the state, but we're going to have the ability to have a state-of-the-art facility to train our own firefighters in, as well as the rest of the firefighters in Western Mass.
Southwick Fire Chief Richard Anderson said the new training center will be a boon.
For years, we have just been unable to properly train our people.
The Southwick Department has 4 full-time staff members, but heavily relies on volunteers to fight fires in the town of 10,000 people.
We can get some more live fire. You know, the towers and everything, the live fires, the pumping of water, that's hard to do on a volunteer basis, you know, when you're at your station or whatever. So this gives us a lot of opportunities to do some stuff that we don't normally get to do. The hazmat issues and all of that stuff. It's a whole different world today. And this was going to help.
An administrative building on the grounds has been torn down. A new structure that will house offices for the fire services and classrooms is being constructed. 2 buildings, including a tower used for live fire training, are being refurbished. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.